Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome. Great to be back. Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, all presented to you by our friends at Fantasy Draft. Make sure you check them out if you haven't done so already, doing some really good things in this space. And listening to you customers, you asked for a matchup limiter in terms of head-to-head, so you could post them and say, I only want people to be able to pick up one or two or three. Well, guess what? They have that now over there on Fantasy Draft. So check them out. I know that they're also ready to launch their Android app. So they were looking for some beta testers. You might reach out to them on social media if you're an Android user, so you can try that out. And again, still doing some great things in this space, and we appreciate them being a great sponsor of this podcast. And of course, the Carolina Millions coming up this weekend. Good luck to everybody who qualified for that one. Looks like a pretty dynamic field of DFS players, so it's going to be exciting to see how that shapes out. Of course, this weekend I was gone at the King of the Beach, and you know what? The weekend itself was amazing. I can definitely say Key West is a place that was better than I expected. I didn't really know much about it, despite living in Florida. Not only is it a place I really enjoyed, I would absolutely go back. And DraftKings, as per usual, put together a really solid event. One of the best I think I've ever been to in DFS. The weather was tremendous. The resort was great. Lots of stuff to do. And more importantly, the people that you meet at these events are incredible. I absolutely love that, you know, almost more than anything. Obviously, we go to win a lot of money, but not too often do we get to hang out with other people who like to do what we do. And at these events, you're surrounded by them. You get to talk to them. You get to share your experiences about playing DFS with them. And for me, I don't have a lot of friends here in Jacksonville who play. I don't have that at all. So I love coming to these events. And it's always great, too, as somebody who's, you know, a personality in this field to, you know, get some feedback and hear back from you guys. And so appreciative of the ridiculous amount of kind words I received at these events. And, you know, it makes it such worthwhile for me to chase when the experience is good. Because admittedly, you know, the rake on these events is fairly high. It's not really, you know, conducive to really building your bankroll is firing at these live finals. But when you get there, and especially when you go to such a gorgeous location like Key West, it doesn't get much better than that. You get a little vacation built in, and hopefully you walk away with a big chunk of money. Unfortunately, yours truly did not. Exactly as I predicted that I didn't want to happen, happened. And that was walking away with the min cash. Everything that could go wrong in terms of that lineup build did go wrong. And, you know, maybe a couple of places I choose wrong. But for the most part, I just wasn't on it. You know, guys that I was locked in on, the Kareem Hunts, the Mike Evans, just didn't get it done for me. And you know what? Those the breaks, boys and girls. But it was a ridiculous amount of fun, and I'll absolutely be trying to get back to it next year. So, you know, baby steps. My goal this year was to make it to the live final, make it to the actual beach itself. Maybe next year my goal is going to be get above min cash at King of the Beach. You know, baby steps. That's what we're going to go shoot for. But again, thanks to everybody who put that event on, and all the great people and listeners out there who I had a chance to meet. It was an awesome time and very unforgettable, all in all. Like I say, outside of just the actual outcome of the tournament, for myself, everything else about that weekend was a plus. And I highly recommend people, you know, within your budget, try those things out. And those King of the Live finals over there on DraftKings are a great one to do. You know, limited entries, smaller buy-ins, and it was great. And it was also great to see a lot of people who've been there for their first time. I always love and encourage or talking to people who get upset when they can't cash that like $7,000 or whatever they put into your account after you win, or, you know, no, they don't put it into your account, but, you know, it says you won $7,000. Like, no, you won a seat to a live final. No, I want the money. I don't want the seat to the live final. And then they go out and they win, you know, $30,000 or whatever. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't just take that payout. But lots of new players out there who experienced it for their first time, which is great to see as well. All right, well, enough on the recap of the weekend. Let's get to the NBA for tonight, because I know you're back on the grind today, and I'm happy to help you out. Woke up extra early because I've been away from the DFS NBA space for a little bit. So I'm back into it here tonight, and let's talk about what we got going here. We'll break it down position by position. That is what we do. We'll talk about all the sites. It usually kind of spotlight FanDuel just because of their positions are a little bit more defined. As opposed to Fantasy Draft and DraftKings, but certainly most of this analysis can go through all three sites, and we'll take a look at some maybe salary differences between a handful of these sites. All right, let's get into it now. Again, there's going to be news that we need to wait on. There's always news that we're waiting on in the NBA, but there's definitely some news that we know. Looks like Anthony Davis is going to sit. Looks like Steph Curry is going to sit. Hassan Whiteside is going to be out as well. Looks like Porzingis is likely to play for tonight. So those are some of the big ones that that we're looking at for this evening. And let's get into the breakdown point guard spot for us today. The good news about Golden State here today is they play the 8 o'clock game. Slate starts at 7. So I feel like we should have pretty good knowledge of who is going to move into that starting lineup with Steph Curry out. Of course, you know, 2 weeks ago or a week ago when he was out for a game, we ended up having Patrick McCaw start, and most people thought Sean Livingston was going to get the start, and McCaw came in that day and put up like 40 fantasy points. I don't know if either of these guys are overly viable. Of course, if McCaw is the starter, he's cheap. I feel a little bit better about him. At least we've got a track record to look at. But if you look at Court IQ, and again, I highly recommend people use this tool. It's you click on, you click off. You know, if you take a guy off, then you can see what the usage bump is for the rest of the players with him off the court. And if you do that with Steph Curry today, the biggest bump goes to Klay Thompson over there at the shooting guard spot. A little bit more for Kevin Durant. And then actually Nick Young was the other guy who actually had a little bit of a bump as well. I don't know if I'm ready to go down the Nick Young side of things yet. Kind of want to see how this plays out. Don't think we need to go too crazy this first game, but he is certainly going to be very, very cheap out there. But for me, I think I'd reserve either Livingston or McCaw for tournaments. I don't see him as great GPP plays today because, yes, Curry takes a lot of shots, but there's obvious places for them to go, and it's really not to either of those two guys. But again, you might be able to make an argument for McCaw, but he's also a guy who actually got hit in the face last game, left and didn't return, so we got to make sure he's even healthy for today. So, you know, that situation we've got to kind of wait on and see. The guys that I'm looking at, though, today, I think Jeff Teague today is really underpriced on FanDuel at 6,200 against the Los Angeles Clippers. He's at 66 on DraftKings and 12-1 on Fantasy Draft. I don't know if we need to pay those prices there. But on FanDuel in particular, it's hard to get away from him. He's, you know, definitely had some consistency problems. Last game versus Memphis, I feel like we can give him a little bit of a pass. But The three games prior, he had 10 assists, had double-doubles in two of those games, and a guy who's just going to play a decent number of minutes there for this Minnesota team against a Clippers team, not particularly great. The total at 213. So Teague at 6,200 on FanDuel is kind of popping a little bit for me. In that same game, you could go to Austin Rivers against Minnesota. I don't love Austin Rivers by any measure, but clearly the guy has decided I need to do more offensively. That's exactly what he's done. But I also think we got some outliers there. Last game, he shot 7 for 10 from three-point range. I don't think we're going to see that happen very much. A couple of games ago, he had 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Feel like those are two big outliers. He had 0 and 3 the following two games. So can he get 30 fantasy points? Yes, but I don't know if that's crushing value here tonight. So 62 on FanDuel, 61 on DraftKings, and 13,000 on Fantasy Draft. I think it's going to be a hard pass for me on Mr. Austin Rivers. The guys that I really love matchup-wise today, I think Dennis Schroeder is somebody we really have to consider playing on FanDuel and DraftKings. Now, he doesn't come cheap, but he's not a ridiculous price today. He gets Orlando, ranks 29th DVP versus that point guard position, and this is a team that is just really without scorers right now. Dwayne Dedmon is out. John Collins, of course, is out. They just don't have a lot of guys who can put the ball in the bucket, so why not take their best scorer against one of the worst DVPs at that position? I think Schroeder is a guy at 8,100 that I'm looking very hard at today. Kemba Walker against Golden State. I usually don't like taking too many guys versus Golden State. They play fast, but they do play good defense. But again, we're probably going to have Sean Livingston, could have Patrick McCaw defense. And, you know, we saw him play really well this last game, 53 fantasy points. Now, he did take 14 free throws, and that was against Orlando. Oh, gosh, just like Dennis Schroeder's playing Orlando today. One of the worst in the league, so you know, it's a kind of an ambivalent matchup when you look at DVP-wise, right around 15 for him. But the total is still pretty nice here at 220, and he is their top scorer. So Kemba Walker, I think kind of staying in that tier might be the smart move today. Kyrie Irving should be fine versus Dallas. I mean, he's just been scoring at an incredible clip. And, you know, I think we can slot him anywhere from, you know, 30 to 40 fantasy points upside into the 50s. But against Dallas in a slower game, I mean, the total in this one, it's a little bit higher than I expected. I thought it would be like 197. It's at 202. I think you'll have low ownership and GPPs. If you want to go there, you can. But that's about it for me. A few other names to talk about here. Alfred Payton going against Atlanta. Pretty cheap on DraftKings today at 6,500. I think he's a play there more than FanDuel at 76 and Fantasy Draft at 13,500. Not really scared off of this matchup here against Atlanta this season for him. So, again, maybe more of a DraftKings play for you there. Goran Dragic, 5,800, I think, on FanDuel. Again, the DVP is terrible. One of the worst matchups in the league against San Antonio. But he's also a guy who I, you know, probably reserving more for tournaments because he does have some 17s in that game log. But he does have 31, 39, 40, 30. So he can definitely get there. Again, not the plum matchup that we're really looking for here today against San Antonio. That game does check in at a 197. But I feel like that salary is kind of baked in that FanDuel price at 5,800. In terms of value, there's not a lot to love at this position outside of potentially what could open up there with Golden State today. Rondo at 6K, I think is too much on FanDuel. He's at 55 on DraftKings and 10-8 on Fantasy Draft. Two better spots for him. He's been 37, 37, 40 in the last three games against Golden State, Portland, and Utah on the road. He gets Denver. We've got him projected at about 29. I don't think that's a crazy projection for him today. With Anthony Davis out, he'll get a titch more usage, I believe. Reggie Jackson against Milwaukee, totally risky pick here, but the salary is low on him. He's not getting 30 minutes consistently, so it's hard to fire, but his fantasy points per minute has been solid. 36 and 33, 30-29, 33-21, and 22, or 32-28. That's four of his last five games. So this matchup versus Milwaukee, he was dreadful in this season. Eight fantasy points last game. First game of the year, he scored 22 in 29 minutes. So it's not a great matchup, but the salary is down. Could be a GPP flyer for you. Again, looking for cheaper options. And then lastly, I'm going to throw Jamal Murray out there. He has crushed me on DraftKings because I played him those 2 days where he went for 10 and 14. And then I didn't play the day they played the Lakers and he went for 44. He's back at 5,100. Last game, I feel like he should have had a better game than it showed. I mean, he was 7 for 12, you know, from the field. He had, let me see, 22 real life points. He's been at 28 and 22 each of the last two games with Jokic out. So I think this matchup versus New Orleans, you know, should be fine for him. It's 20th in the DVP department. We're waiting on a total here just because of the off chance that Davis ends up playing. So definitely Jamal Murray, tournament only for me, but a guy who I think is viable in that format. All right, let's move on over to shooting guard here today. And again, New York's going to be banged up. It looks like Porzingis is going to play, but Tim Hardaway Jr. may not play again. We saw Damian Dotson play a pile of minutes this last game. And the question is, can we trust him to play 29 minutes again? He gave you 27 fantasy points. But before you get too excited, the game before he played 21 minutes, it got you 3 fantasy points. So a huge risk throwing this guy out there. 3,600 on DraftKings, 6,800 on Fantasy Draft. Not a guy that I'm super comfortable playing in cash games, but you know, we've got him projected at 20 fantasy points. If he gets that at 3.8 on FanDuel, we'll take it all day long. I think Drew Holiday is interesting today as well with no Anthony Davis in that lineup. He's been really aggressive shooting the basketball. Look at this, 21, 18, 15, 20, and 20. And that's really what you need from Drew Holiday because he's not terrible in the other categories, but at 6,600 on DraftKings, it's going to be a hard fade. I think he'll have high ownership over there. 12-1 at Fantasy Draft is fine. 7,100 on FanDuel. He was like the last cut because I think your decision kind of comes down, do you play Holiday or do you play Klay Thompson today against Charlotte? And if I had to give an edge, I think it's going to be to Klay Thompson. You got the fourth DVP on Denver against shooting guards versus the 21st for Charlotte for Klay Thompson. He's a little bit cheaper as well on FanDuel. DraftKings, it looks like it's a little vice versa. I think he's more expensive on DraftKings at 7,400. Looks like they have accounted for Steph Curry being out. So definitely a guy on FanDuel. He's not unplayable on DraftKings by any measure, but definitely pops for me there. Will Barton, another guy with a kind of pricing discrepancy between the two sites, 75 on FanDuel, 69 on DraftKings, 13K on Fantasy Draft. Will Barton is really good versus bad teams like the Lakers and Dallas and Chicago. It's hard to say what New Orleans qualifies at. So I don't think I'm going to pay up for him in cash games today at that salary. There are other options for us on the board, but definitely a guy to consider today. Going to be more aggressive offensively. So will Gary Harris, but I think I'd give him the slight edge there. Obviously, Lou Williams against Minnesota, not the best matchup. Could be drawn some Jimmy Butler or Andrew Wiggins defense, but a guy who's still going to jack up shots. He's going to play a pile of minutes here tonight, and if he gets hot, you know, we've got him projected at 38. I don't think that's a crazy projection, but I think there's some risk for that at 8K on FanDuel. I think 71 on Fantasy Draft and 13K on Fantasy Draft, 71 on DraftKings makes him in play over there. Be a little bit weary of Cleveland here. I mean, they should absolutely crush Sacramento at home here. And Dwayne Wade, you know, typically I'm fine with him, especially right now where they just don't have a lot of bodies that can score the basketball. He's been all right. It's really good against the Bulls. But against Sacramento, if this game's over halfway through the third, you're not going to see him much in that second half. So he's probably a pass for me today. Tyreek Evans back in that starting lineup against the New York Knicks. Chalmers has just been terrible, and Tyreek has moved in and done well. 44-59. He'll probably be kind of chalky here today. 76 on DraftKings, 78 on FanDuel, and 14-5 on Fantasy Draft against the Knicks. I'm fine with rolling him back out there today. I think Batum is interesting for GPPs with the pace up at 6,500. Again, he's finally, you know, kind of to that point where I feel like he should be back in basketball shape after that initial injury he had. And, you know, he played 37, 35 minutes each of the last two games. And I think he's probably going to play something similar to that tonight. Gave you 35 fantasy points last game versus Orlando. 57 on DraftKings and maybe not 13-4 on fantasy draft, but a guy I'm somewhat interested in today, for sure. Let's see if there's anybody else on the cheap here today to look at. Kent Bazemore versus Orlando. I mean, Orlando's just bad at defense. I get nervous playing Bazemore, but again, a guy who can score some points. We'll see if he does it. Hasn't really scored a lot recently, but if the shots start falling, he should play 30 plus minutes again tonight. It's not the worst play on the board, but not my favorite as well. That's probably all I'm looking at here today at this position. I think that, again, Patrick McCaw, maybe he's 4-4 though. On FanDuel, let's see where he is on DraftKings. 37 on DraftKings, 7,200 on Fantasy Draft. Again, only if he starts would I give him a consideration. But even at 4-4, that's not like a free square by any measure tonight. Okay, over at small forward today, I'm going to be playing Kevin Durant. You know, you look at the price differential between him and Giannis and LeBron, and when you take Steph Curry out of the mix, I think we're going to see Kevin Durant go for a 50-burger or more tonight. So I love him today. Plugging him in there versus the 24th DVP defense in the league. Auto play for me. Other options for us here. You know, there is some talk that Andre Iguodala is going to play some more minutes and play some point guard here. He's 4K. I guess he's fine in GPPs. I'm not, you know, I'd probably rather play Clay and Durant, but again, he's a value guy who could get a little bit of an uptick in usage. 4,100 on DraftKings and 78 on Fantasy Draft. All right, well, we've got Harrison Barnes against Boston. Tough matchup. Probably not the spot for me on the road against Boston to trot him out there. Jonathan Simmons has been playing well, but I feel like the price has kind of come up a little bit on him. He's at 5,800. He was at the mid-fours just a couple weeks ago. 7 for 12, 7 for 14, 6 for 18. Really good shooting. The minutes have been super high, too, so I like that at 34, 37, 38. He's not the worst play on the board at all, no, especially if you need some salary relief. 52 on DraftKings, 10-1 over on Fantasy Draft. I don't play Wesley Johnson. I'd rather play Torian Prince if I was going to go with somebody. Orlando, again, just dreadful defensively. Prince, though, is definitely taking a step back here after Schroeder has come back, so you know, I'd probably rather have Simmons over him in that price range if I'm looking to fire. Going to give you Josh Richardson as maybe a cheap option for you today. And it's against San Antonio. Usually this game would be in like an auto fade. But again, we're searching for value today. And he's 4,500 on DraftKings, 49 on FanDuel, 84 on Fantasy Draft. And again, should be playing over 30 minutes today. We've got no Whiteside in there. A few less shots probably because, you know, Bam Adebayo is not a guy who's a big shooter. So I don't hate him today. He's pretty cheap out there. So one name who is, I think, viable today. If you're on DraftKings today, there's two guys that really have cheaper prices over there. Jimmy Butler is one. 8,900 over on FanDuel is a hefty price to pay. But on DraftKings, he's 7,600. Fantasy Draft, he's 4,500. And he has been balling lately. 48, 53, 46, 30, 45, 45. So I think he's definitely viable on those sites more so than FanDuel today. And Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, another guy who's got a pretty big pricing discrepancy. 54 on FanDuel, down to 42 on DraftKings and 83 on Fantasy Draft. And he's been at 26 and 25 fantasy points each of the last two games. Gets Golden State tonight. Probably going to play a pile of minutes here to guard LeBron James. So I don't mind Kid Gilchrist today at all at that kind of depressed price on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings. There's some talk of Jakarr Sampson today because Willie Cauley-Stein is out. He played 25 minutes last game. Didn't do much with him. Half a fantasy point per minute. I mean, he's 35 on FanDuel. He's 3K DraftKings, 6K Fantasy Draft. Be careful because I think Giorgio Papadakis or whatever his name is, I think he's returning from the G League because Scal, I read, was sent down to the G League. So we'll see how those minutes shape out. Maybe we just play Zach Randolph and kind of move on, but we'll definitely see, you know, how that potentially could shake out. We should have starters minutes again for Dante Cunningham. He played 32 minutes against Golden State last game with no Anthony Davis. He's 3,600 on DraftKings, 46 on FanDuel, and 69 over on Fantasy Draft. So 26, 25 fantasy points. I mean, he's not a sexy name by any standard, and he could easily give you like 12 fantasy points, but he's viable as a, you know, potential punt for you. I think Omri Caspi is going to return, but I'm not ready to fire him just yet. I think Jaylen Brown, a little bit cheap today, 5,600. Again, Dallas, not the matchup we love, but I think he's always got kind of 30 fantasy point upside. That's kind of what we're looking for. So same price on DraftKings, 11K on Fantasy Draft. No thanks on him there. All right, moving on to power forward today. And, you know, this kind of middle tier, you've got Taj, you've got Zach Randolph, you've got James Johnson. I think all those guys extremely viable for us here today in that mid 5K range. You know, obviously, you know, one guy who's been playing better as of late is Gorgui Jang, 39 on FanDuel, 38 on DraftKings, 74 on Fantasy Draft. I just want to get him 30 minutes a game, and I'll happily fire him, and I just don't think we're there right now with that situation. Draymond Green, 8-2 against Charlotte. Pretty good versus that position, but Draymond's kind of a freak. Again, his usage doesn't really change too much. If anything, he probably goes down a tad with Steph not in there. I mean, Steph just opens so much stuff up for him, even in the passing lanes and whatnot. So he's fine today at the price, but, you know, not my first guy that I'm looking to put into my lineup here tonight. If I told you Jason Tatum leads the league in three-point shooting percentage, would you believe me? Well, guess what? He does. Man, the guy's turned into a pretty good three-point shooter. Pretty consistent player. Still feel the price, though, against Dallas. Not the spot for me to fire him out. But wanted to give you that sneaky little stat that I think is out there. Kenneth Faried against New Orleans. Again, no Anthony Davis. Might make his life a little bit easier today. Had a double-double this last game. Again, his minutes are not like locked in stone by any measure, but 13 and 11, 13 and 9, 14 and 3, 11 and 8, 14 and 9. Pretty consistent, you know, output by him. I'd love to save the 600 on him on DraftKings. Fantasy Draft, he's at 9.8. I don't hate him on FanDuel at 5.6, but I think Zebo at 300 more, James Johnson at cheaper, and Taj Gibson at about the same price is a better spot. Kelly Olynyk tonight. Again, no Whiteside in that lineup. Let me see if I've got Court IQ. You know, let's do it right now. Court IQ. We'll see what we got with Miami Heat when you take Whiteside off and see who gets the bump. Here we go. Run the query. See what we got here. Live on the podcast, and here we go. The biggest jump in usage, again, is this over the, let me see the date range we've got on this. Okay, this is over the last two seasons, is we've got Josh McRoberts up 2.5%, Justice Winslow up 1.8%, Kelly Olynyk is just up marginally over the last 2 years. Let's run this over this season and see what we get. Since he's missed a number of games already this season. That's sample size is always an issue for me. That's why I like looking over the last two seasons. But for a guy like him who's missed a bunch of games already this year, I don't mind it. Again, Olynyk's going to have those same numbers. Again, not a whole lot. I mean, it's not surprising because when you think about it, I mean, he's not a high usage player. He gets a lot of rebounds, gets a lot of dunks. He's not using the ball a lot. Josh Richardson actually has the highest at 1.2%. So there you go. If you want to find that, click that Court IQ button and give it a run. I think you'll enjoy it. But I don't mind Olynyk today. Should see a few more minutes. Tough matchup, of course, against San Antonio, though. That is the drawback. I think Ersan Ilyasova's guy we got to look at a little bit today against Orlando. Played 20 minutes last game, played 23 and 30 the games prior to that. And this is an Orlando team, bad at defense. Collins is hurt. I think Luke Babbitt got a little bit banged up last game. Again, there's DeAndre Bembry and other guys. You know, they're kind of sharing minutes there. But I think Ersan's a guy who I don't mind potentially using. Total of 217. So get some exposure to that game. I think that's all I'm really looking at. Jamichael Green today at 5,100. Again, Memphis, never a top target of mine, but feels a little bit too cheap versus the Knicks. And, yeah, I mean, he's 29 fantasy points each of the last two games. We've got him projected at 25. He's giving you, 6X right there on FanDuel. I think we'll take that. 36, 31 minutes. So, yeah, I'm fine with him. Seems like a good little value play there. Okay, lastly, center. Let's make it easy. DeMarcus Cousins. You should play him. When Anthony Davis doesn't play, DeMarcus Cousins is really, really, really good. You know what? We're going to use our Court IQ tool again. Why not? We'll go to the New Orleans Pelicans, excuse me. And we'll say we want Anthony Davis off. We're going to run this query, see what we get. And I have a hunch it's going to be pretty good numbers there for one DeMarcus Cousins. Yes, his usage is up 3.7%. It goes to 38.2. The other big jumps, we've got, Drew Holiday up 2.5% in his usage. Each one more up 2.2% in his usage. But again, it's Boogie Cousins at plus 3.7 for a guy who already had tremendous. That's going to make him a guy that I'm going to be playing here today. Denver going to be without Jokic tonight as well. He's going to face a Plumlee. Like, give me a break. Like, no chance. Outside of him getting thrown out of the game or something, no chance. So I expect him to be chalky, but certainly a guy that I'm going to be playing a good bit tonight. Some people might say Miles Plumlee today. He's like projected for 20 fantasy points in our projections today. I suppose it's possible. I'll have to read more into that situation there for Atlanta, but probably not a guy I'm looking to play that much. Let's see. I think Vucevic looks interesting as an interesting price today at 8,100. He had a 50-burger just a couple days ago. Again, high-tempo game. This one should have some points to it. The Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, 8,400 on FanDuel. That's about as low as a number as I can remember for him. Yeah, he hasn't been this low in a long time, and he hasn't been playing great. I get it, but neither was Bradley Beal, and he scored 51 points the other day. Great players will eventually be great. It will happen. It's finding the matchup where it will take place. This one against the Clippers, I don't see why not. I mean, it's not like you've got DeAndre Jordan as, a great on-ball defender. He's great at help defense. He's great at blocking shots. So absolutely I'm interested in here. Let's see if they've played the Clippers yet this season. And, they played him a couple nights ago and went for 15 and 12, so 6 of 13 shooting. Only shot 2 free throws that day. So another guy who I feel has, better games than that in him. So I'm fine at that price point, particularly on FanDuel. Looks like he is, 8,100 on DraftKings. So, yeah, good price on him on DK, especially when you've got the ability to play multiple guys on DK, then that's definitely something you could be interested in. Be careful if you're playing Mason Plumlee today. He could play 30 minutes, but could also get fouled out very quickly versus Boogie. Not playing him on FanDuel, but DraftKings, he's 47. He could entice some people, so just be a little careful of that one. And Kevin Love should be fine against the 29th DVP team in the league at 8,200 on FanDuel. But how about Miles Turner here? You know, he's definitely not been great this season, but man, the price has plummeted. Against Chicago tonight, he's 6,200. Last time they played Chicago, he had 27 fantasy points that day. We've got him projected at 30. That's about 5X. Yeah, I think he's in play on DraftKings, where you've got utility and roster flexibility. So look for him over there to be a guy who's just way too cheap for me. So I like him on that site in particular. And I think that covers it. That's where I'm looking to spend. And, man, Andre Drummond, 9,500. Big number for him, but dude should absolutely just eat against Milwaukee. I mean, man, they are so bad versus centers. They're so bad at rebounding. I mean, feels like another, you know, 22 rebound night coming for him. He was all right last time, 41 fantasy points. The game before, he went for 50 fantasy points against Milwaukee. So he's a guy definitely, you know, tournament viable. All right, we're out of here. Thanks so much for giving us a listen, download, being a part of what we do here at rotogrinders.com. I'll be back again tomorrow for the Thursday slate. Man, going in for you on Friday. And appreciate everything you guys do for us here at Roto Grinders and being a part of what we do, whether it's the forums, whether it's just you know, being a part of the premium team or a premium product. And anything that you think we can do better, feel free to send it our way, as we're always looking to kind of build the best product we can for daily fantasy content. So send us some feedback. Support at rotogrinders.com is not a bad spot for that. Or send us a tweet or something like that. So again, thanks so much. Catch you again tomorrow. Till then, good luck, and we will see you.